I want to kind of revisit a sermon I preached years ago to a certain degree in this passage of Scripture, and basically just going to point out some things tonight that we already know. Let's get real. How many of us tonight, over the past week or so or 2 weeks, the devil jumped on you? And it's almost like you just wonder, how in the world am I going to make it? Anybody besides me feel like that every once in a while? I mean, it seems like stuff overwhelms us. If we ain't careful, it seems like stuff can get in our minds. And I'm telling you right now, the devil get in our minds. But you know, when you got a God as big as what we got, why in the world do we worry about such stuff as that? I'll never forget it. I was up in the mountains a couple Sundays ago preaching for Preacher Gary Lewis, and a great man of God, and Preacher Jacob Berry was there, and they were praying about a serious situation. And we finished praying, and Preacher Gary said, "Small thing for a big God." Amen. Think about that now. Whatever you're facing tonight, it's a small thing for a big God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6, when you get there, let's stand. Very familiar scripture, amen. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, and with twain, or two, he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke." Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for each one that's come this way tonight. Thank you for each one that might be watching on Facebook. Thank you, God, for the service this morning. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. Thank you for our church family, Lord. I pray, God, you'd help us, Lord, to unite in love, God. Help us, Lord, to be what you would have us to be, God. And tonight, God, I pray, God, you'd speak to our hearts, God, and help us to realize we got a great big God that's watching over us and loves us. And God, you move right now on our lives. And God, and help us, Lord, to put everything in your hands. And we'll praise you for all you do. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. The holiness and glory and power of God assures us that no enemy can overcome him. When we see our God as he truly is, undefeated on his throne and lifted up, our doubts and fears and all our enemies are to lose all power and all hope of ever coming against the God that you and I got. I don't know what you're facing tonight, but it ain't nowhere near as big as my God, amen. I don't know what you're going through. It might be giants in your life, but it ain't nowhere near as big as our God. I was thinking about it, we left church this morning. Brianna sent me and Joanna a video, and if I'd have had time, I'd have told Riley to pull that thing up. We'd have watched it tonight, about how that creation and the universe sings and glorifies and honors our God. Amen. I want you to notice just a few things. I want to preach on a little while on the undefeated God. God reigns above every earthly throne. The Bible says in verse 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up." Earthly leaders come and go, amen. Earthly leaders fall. We have presidents that come and go. We have leaders that come and go. I thought about it as every Pharaoh that ever sat in power in Egypt fell. Every Caesar that ever sat in Rome fell. Every czar that ever sat in Russia and all these other places fell. There, none of them are reigning anymore, but guess what? There's one sitting on the throne, amen. Hey, it don't matter who's in the president's office. It don't matter who's in. It don't matter who the king of England is. Glory to God. Our God is high and lifted up, and all earthly leaders fall, but God is still unshaken. Hey, but God, but God, but God. It don't matter what. It don't matter what goes on this earth. I'm telling you right now, the Bible tells us that God is in charge of it all. Amen. There won't be no election. There won't be no war. There won't be no coup. There won't be no battle. There won't be anything that will take our God off the throne. He's high. and lifted up. He's exalted above all limits, high and lifted up. His position is above Satan. His position is above every demon. His position is above every ruler. His position is above everything. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, and he changes the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. You understand something? Hey, I voted for Donald Trump in 2020, but guess what? He wasn't the president. I believe that was all God's doing, amen. I'm telling you right now, you're either going to have to trust him or not trust him. You're either going to have to let him be God and or not be God. That's the thing you got to do in your life. He's either God of your life or he's not God of your life. God is exalted above all things. To be high and lifted up means he is beyond challenge. Did you hear what I just said? To be high and lifted up, it means he is beyond challenge. When we remember how high our God is, you'll stop worrying about how low life feels. Amen. When you remember how high God is, you'll quit worrying about how low life feels. Glory to God. I'm telling you why. We ought to wake up in the morning, Wes, just praising and honoring and giving God the glory. It don't matter what you're facing. I'm telling you right now, he's still sitting on the throne. The Bible says his train fills the temple. I preached on this before. In ancient times, the length of a king's robe symbolized his victories. In other words, every time a king or every time a emperor or whatever would defeat another king, they would take that king's train and sew it onto his train. The Bible says his train filled the temple. That means, in other words, he's undefeated. Everybody that ever come against him has failed. I'm telling you right now, can you just imagine, just close your eyes and imagine what Isaiah was seeing, and his train filled the temple. And every time Clint, it would change colors. He won this battle. He defeated this king. He defeated that king. I'm telling you right now, our God is undefeated. Our God is on the throne. Our God is unmatched. Amen. When we stand in his presence, we are standing in victory. We are not standing in a defeated zone. We are standing in a victory zone because he don't know how to lose. Hold on a minute. I got to compose myself right there. He don't know how to lose. Think about that. He can't lose. He don't know how to lose. You know what? You know what amazes me is that anything would even have the audacity to try to come against our God. They've been earthly rulers that tried to come against our God. Let me tell you something. When you wake up in the morning and you can look across the table and see your mama and your daddy, you better realize you ain't God. Yeah, right. Amen? Because my God ain't never looked across and looked at a mama or a daddy. Yeah, Jesus did. But our God sits high on the throne, amen? Our God, he wasn't made, he's just always been God. Amen. You got to understand something. He's God. His train filled the temple. He is surrounded by holy worship. Now listen, verse 2 says, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. Seraphims have to cover their face because of the holiness of God. We are talking about holy angels that have never known sin in the presence of a holy God. And they got six wings. And with two of their wings, they cover their eyes, Brother Robert, because they can't even look on the God that you and I are talking about. And with the other, they cover their feet. I'm telling you, they can't stand in the presence of our God. And the other ones, they fly around. When you talk about holy angels that have never sinned, they are up there and they're doing their very best to worship God. They're worshiping God and they've never sinned. You and I ought to have a greatest respect for God. You and I know sin. You and I know what it means to fall. You and I know what it means to live wrong. You and I know what it means to have sin in our life. And our God come down to us. And our God loves us enough that he lets us come boldly to the throne of grace. We are to worship him. My Lord, there ought not never be a time that we come into God's house that we're not worshiping, we're not honoring, we're not glorifying. See, the problem is, and David said this in Sunday school not long ago, we've lost our reverence and awe of a holy God. Think about that. When you realize we come into the presence of the greatest power ever known, we ought to worship. Amen. We ought to be just like these seraphims. I just come down to this altar and close our eyes because we might be coming into the presence of a holy God. I'm telling you, I've been on this altar before, folks, and I'm just being honest with you, amen. I've been on this altar before, and it felt like somebody moved in beside me. I've been on this altar before, Wes, and it felt like somebody put their hand on my back. I've been on this altar before, Brother Robert, and had my eyes closed, and it felt like somebody moved in front of me, and I felt a shadow move in front of my face. I'm telling you right now, when you come into the presence of a holy God, you better understand something. You ain't God, and he is. Amen. He's surrounded by holy worship. Now listen. He's proclaimed triple holy. Listen to this. And one cried unto another, said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Threefold repetition in Hebrew means absolute perfection. When you hear something three times back to back in the Hebrew language, it means absolute perfection. His holiness is the foundation of his undefeated nature. No evil can touch him. He can't be bribed. He can't be bought. He can't be swayed. He's unchangeable. Ain't nobody can control him. He ain't got to worry about going through no lobbyists. He ain't got to worry about running something through Congress. He ain't got to worry about Senate voting on nothing. He's God, glory to God. And I'm telling you right now, there ain't no corruption can ever get to him. He can't be corrupted. And you and I, as his children, are to do our very best not to be corrupted. Amen. I know it's hard living in this world, but he made a way. Amen. The whole earth is full of his glory. Notice what it says. And when holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. His victory is not limited to heaven. Do you hear what I said? His victory is not limited to heaven. If we ain't careful, we get to thinking, oh God, he's high above us. He's up in heaven. He's never been defeated. You understand something? He's never been defeated on this earth either. Oh, like Gavin sung that song this morning. Jenny sung that song in Gavin. That third day, glory to God. I'm telling you right now, that second day, Satan still thought he had won. That second and a half day, Satan still thought he had won. And just before daybreak that day, Satan still thought he had won. But my God come out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. He's undefeated in this earth. He's never been defeated. The Bible talks about in Psalms 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Psalms 89, verse 11, the heavens are thine, the earth is also thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Even when the news shows chaos, even when CNN shows chaos, even when Fox News shows chaos, you better understand something. God's got his hand on this earth, and God is turning it like he wants it turned, amen. Everything is rolling toward revelation. Everything is rolling toward the end time. Everything is rolling toward the rapture of the church. And God is in control of everything. God, hey, I'm telling you right now, hey, everybody thinks Putin's in charge of Russia. Putin is not in charge of Russia. God's in charge of Russia. Hey, Donald Trump's not in charge of America. God's in charge of America. God's controlling all this. God still got it under his control. And I believe he's just sitting there looking at it, Brother Donald, thinking it's doing exactly what I told it to do. Amen. God is still in control. And notice this, and I'm going to come to a close. His presence shakes up everything. Verse 4, and the post of the door was moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. The foundations shook at that voice. Can't you just imagine? Have you ever been somewhere and it shook? I was watching the news the other day, and they were showing that earthquake that hit Russia. And it showed, Brother Tony, it showed some things moved as much as 4 foot. I ain't never been in nothing like that. The only thing I've been around is a lot of thunder, and I think I heard a sonic boom every once in a while. And the whole house shook. Can you imagine? At the voice of him, everything shakes. It understands that when God comes on the scene or speaks, everything shakes. Everything is shaken up. I know I've said this before, and I know Preacher Waylon Owens preached this one time, and I won't never forget it, and he did a great job preaching it, but Paul and Silas in the jail. He said, this is what Brother Waylon said. Brother Waylon said Paul and Silas was in the jail. They got to singing to the Lord. And then the Bible says the Lord, the earth is God's footstool. He said maybe God just got a tap in his foot as Paul and Silas was singing and shook the jailhouse. I don't know, but that's a good thought. But I know that the Bible says that his voice, everything shakes. I don't know if God might have looked down and Paul and Silas was singing and God might have looked down and said, you go, boys. Let me ask you a question. What do you need God to speak in your life? Anything in your life you need to be shook up? Any prayer request in your heart, in your mind that needs to be shaken up? If we ain't careful sometimes, you know, we got prayer requests back there that we've been praying about for a long time. And if we're not careful, they get stale in our mind. Every once in a while, it'd be good for God just to shake all that up. Amen? What do you need God to shake up in your life? What do you need God to do for you? When you realize that our God is undefeated, our God is all-powerful, our God has never been, I said this the other day and I'll say it again. That movie come out, God's Not Dead. God ain't never been sick. God ain't never had a sniffle. The coronavirus did not upset God. I remember saying this in 2020, God's not sitting on the throne with some alcohol beside him and a mask on. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's in control of all of it. What do you need God to do for you? What do you need God to do for you? Robert, come back and sing, he called my name.